Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Clockwork. Revised and expanded Design Your Business to Run Itself is a practical entrepreneurship and business operations book by Mike Michalowicz with a foreword by Gino Wickman. It is aimed at owners who feel trapped inside their own companies and want to build a business that functions reliably without constant intervention from the founder. Rather than treating overwork as a badge of honor, the book argues that many businesses fail to scale because the owner becomes the bottleneck, handling too many decisions, approvals, and emergencies. Michalowicz presents a structured operating model built around clarity, delegation, documentation, and system design. The revised and expanded edition keeps the book focused on implementation, not abstract theory, and it encourages readers to examine how work actually moves through the organization. Its purpose is to help entrepreneurs create more predictable, resilient businesses that can support both growth and personal freedom. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the book rejects founder dependence and reframes overwork as a systems problem. A central idea in Clockwork is that a business should not require the owner to be involved in every important activity. Michalowicz challenges the common belief that constant founder presence equals commitment or quality. Instead, he argues that when the owner must approve everything, solve every issue, or answer every question, the real problem is a weak operating system. This shift in perspective matters because it moves the discussion away from personal productivity and toward business design. The owner is not failing because they are insufficiently disciplined. The company is failing because its structure depends too heavily on one person. That insight changes the solution. Rather than asking how to work harder, the reader is asked to redesign roles, decision paths, and recurring processes so that the company becomes less fragile and less reactive. Secondly, the 4D framework shows how owners spend time and where their attention should move. The book organizes owner activity around four categories: do, decide, delegate, and design. These categories make it easier to diagnose whether an entrepreneur is spending too much time on hands-on execution and too little time building a business that can function independently. Do refers to direct task work, decide to strategic judgment, delegate to transferring responsibility, and design to creating systems that reduce future dependence on the owner. The value of this framework is that it turns a vague feeling of being overwhelmed into something measurable and actionable. Michalowicz suggests that many owners are stuck in excessive doing, which keeps them busy but does not improve long-term business capacity. The goal is not to eliminate work but to rebalance it, so the owner spends more time shaping the business than merely surviving inside it. This makes the framework useful as both a diagnostic tool and a planning model. Thirdly, Queen Bee Role identifies the single function that most determines business success. One of the book's most distinctive concepts is the Queen Bee Role, or QBR. This is the one core function that has the greatest impact on the business's results, similar to how a queen bee is essential to the health of a hive. The point is not that every task is equally important. It is that a business usually has one defining activity that deserves special protection and attention. By identifying the QBR, owners can see where resources, staffing, and decisions should be concentrated. This prevents the common mistake of spreading energy evenly across too many priorities and then underperforming in the area that matters most. The concept also helps clarify what should be guarded from distraction, delay, or unnecessary bureaucracy. In practical terms, QBR forces the reader to ask what the business truly exists to deliver and what operational function must remain strong for everything else to work. Fourthly, documented systems and repeatable processes are treated as the real foundation of scale. Clockwork emphasizes that a business cannot reliably operate on tribal knowledge, verbal instructions, or the memory of a few key people. If a process is not documented, the book treats it as unstable and effectively absent. This is more than an administrative preference. It is a scalability requirement. Documentation makes work transferable, reduces variation, and allows new team members to operate without constant supervision. Michalowicz uses this idea to show that systems are not optional extras added after growth happens. They are what make growth possible in the first place. By converting recurring tasks into standard operating procedures, a business lowers its dependence on improvisation and owner approval. The result is not just efficiency, but continuity, because the organization can keep functioning even when people are absent or roles change. This section of the book is especially practical because it links abstract ideas about freedom to concrete operational habits. Lastly, the align, integrate, accelerate sequence turns the idea into a staged operating model. The book does not simply recommend better habits. It outlines a phased process for implementing change. Align means understanding how the business currently works and identifying the main bottlenecks, especially around core functions and time use. Integrate focuses on embedding systems into the organization and getting the team to operate with greater independence. Accelerate comes later, once the structure is more stable, allowing the business to scale with less chaos. This staged approach matters because it keeps the reader from trying to fix everything at once. Many business owners fail when they attempt a complete overhaul without first understanding what is actually constraining performance. Clockwork instead promotes gradual redesign, making change feel operational rather than inspirational. The book also reinforces this with the 4-week vacation test, which functions as a practical proof of whether the business has truly become self-supporting. The method is distinctive because it measures design by real absence, not by theory. In conclusion, Clockwork, revised and expanded, is best suited for entrepreneurs, small business owners, and leaders who are tired of being the central point of failure in their own companies. It is especially relevant for readers who feel overcommitted, buried in approvals, or unable to step away without operations slowing down. The book offers practical value by translating a common pain point into a workable operating model, identify the most critical function, reduce unnecessary owner involvement, document repeatable work, and build systems that let the team carry more responsibility. Readers who want immediate inspiration alone may find it more procedural than motivational, but that is also what makes it stand out. Compared with many business books that stay at the level of broad advice, Clockwork focuses on operational design and gives a clear path for making a company less dependent on the founder. Its distinctive strength is that it treats freedom as a consequence of structure, not as a reward for effort. For that reason, it remains useful for anyone trying to build a business that is both scalable and sustainable. If you would like to support Mike Michalowicz, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.